Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Wendy Snyder here with you, and look who's here. My pal, Richard Roper.
Hi, Wendy. It's almost as if I come in every Thursday at 7:20 a.m. I don't know how that happened, but I now just do it because that's what they tell me to do. And I love doing it. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. And Rich, sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency. The rat hole. Not a rat hole?
Big breaking news. Remember the Chicago rat hole was such a sensation with the media, right? It was January of 2024, and we all got into it. It made national news. Remember, there was a couple that even got married at the site.
Yes,
and people were leaving things like it was the shrine to the Blessed Mary and everything. And now they did this study. And I've always wanted to quote Michael Granatowski, who, as you know, is the biochemist at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, who specializes in animal movements. And he says, we can affirmatively conclude that the imprint was not created by a rat. Because he does a lot of their studies of like fossils and things like that. And, you know, it's actually kind of fascinating. And it turns out it was either probably just a common squirrel that we have all over Chicago, eastern gray squirrels or fox squirrels. I know you and I have gone squirrel hunting.
Oh, totally.
But, you know, does that make it less Chicago that it was a squirrel?
Yes.
Than a rat? I think so, right? Now, like, remember that couple's like, I want a divorce. It turns out we got married at the sight of a squirrel.
I'm sure they're not married anymore.
You know, I hope we wish him the best. And now people are saying, well, wait a minute. There are conspiracy theories already coming out about the rat hole, or now it's the, you know, it's now no longer Splatatooie. It's a squirrel. And they're saying, well, where's the imprint of the bushy tail of the squirrel, right? Because it was like a Wile E. Coyote thing. And the experts again say, well, the tail would be too delicate to leave an impression. They figure that the squirrel either jumped or fell out of a nearby tree, probably looking for a nut, because even a blind squirrel finds a nut, as we know. So they think it landed. It might probably even maybe scampered away. It's possible that the little guy got out, you know, and just, but I think maybe not. I think they probably found, you know,
a carcass.
Little squirrel in there. Yeah, but it wasn't a rat. All fake news. You know, that's the thing. That's, you know, who can you trust anymore?
No one.
Yeah.
And squirrel hole doesn't sound
no,
good.
It doesn't at all. It sounds like a bar on Belmont in the 80s, you know.
I think I went there.
Yeah, it was great. Late night, you know.
Beer night.
They had
on
the secret entrance if you knew the password. Yeah, you can get a Malort, an old style Chicago handshake there. So that's the only thing good that came out of it. So there you go.
All right, and it's nice to have another Sox fan in the studio.
Thank you. Yes, yes. And, you know, Andy, we love our Cubs fans, too. I'm a baseball fan. I was rooting for the Cubs in the playoffs. You know, they had a nice run. And it is, you know, it's kind of an interesting anniversary week because Cubs-Sox World Series, 1906. I remember we were let out of school to listen to it on the wireless. Andy, was there even a wireless in 06?
I don't think there was.
No. I think they just, the town crier would run
exactly
through the streets. And that's the only time the two teams have ever played in the World Series, which is kind of incredible because it would be such an amazing thing if they ever met again. And it's also the 22nd anniversary. I know we were talking about the Steve Bartman game, which should never have been called the Steve Bartman game. And I'm glad, and Andy, I think you would agree, that over the years, we've kind of gotten a new perspective. He didn't cost them the playoffs.
No.
He wasn't to blame.
It was a ball earlier in the inning to Alex Gonzalez.
The double could have been a double play.
Yeah.
And they had a 3-1 lead in that series. Mm-hmm. And people forget, too, that was game six, right?
Yes.
There was a game seven. They had Kerry Wood on the mound. There were all these other things that played into it. It's sort of like the Bill Buckner legend that unfortunately dogged him, the late Bill Buckner, for the rest of his career. And that was the same kind of thing. It was like he shouldn't have been out there. It was a game six. There was a game seven after that. But it's easy in lore to just say, you know, this happened or that happened.
I felt so bad for that guy.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. And now it seems like every other game someone's reaching over the moat.
Yeah.
And now they're ripping balls out of players' gloves and throwing bottles. Everybody relax.
I know.
Either a player or a fan. Be one of the two. Right?
You're absolutely right.
But the other great thing this week in the world of Cubs and Sox is that Pope Leo They're having a parade in the Vatican, right? Yes, exactly. From of course, we
I did the sign of the cross.
From my fellow Daltonite, of course.
Yes. You
know, Pope Leo. We used to call him Bob. Now he's Leo. Okay, whatever. Okay, Bob. But and I love him. I just love him. He seems so, you know, he's, you know, very accomplished man. He speaks all these languages and is pious, but also has a very modern view. And I love this. So he's in this parade, right? And a Cubs fan trolled him. I think we actually have the audio of this. So the Cubs fan goes, "Go Cubs," because he knows he's a Sox fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's going to the Vatican. You could just tell, you know, that whoever is with this Cubs fan is just so happy with him that he you know, basically heckled the Pope. And the Pope said, "On Perdido," which is Spanish for "they have lost," and then said, "They lost."
You know,
how great is that?
You do not heckle the Pope. I mean, come on.
But I just feel like in all the centuries of all the popes we've had, that any other pope probably would have not even understood wouldn't have been heckled by in that fashion, but
right.
Probably would have just, you know, given some sort of blessing or ignored him. And what I love about this is you can take the Pope out of Dalton, but you can't take the Dalton out of the Pope. So,
well said.
Hope you guys signed Carl Tucker. You got the money? it just goes to show you that whether you're at the Vatican or going down the concourses at Wrigley Field after a game, the Cubs and Sox fans are going to go, "Hey, we won it in 05. Yeah, but we had the more recent one in 16. You know, you guys cheated in 06.
Love it. Love you, Richard Roper.
Thanks,
and thank you so much. Pumpkin spice, yes or no? Are you a fan?
No, it's pumpkin spice season, and I've looked this up. We now have 197 products that are pumpkin spice, so be careful out there with the overload on the pumpkin spice, folks.
I'm not a fan.
You know, well, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, you can get pumpkin spice things all year round. It's what we call like a manufactured seasonal thing. And I admit, I fall for the peppermint mocha around the holidays, around Christmas. I do the peppermint mocha drink, but pumpkin spice, again, it's a band from the 90s, you know. Wasn't she in the original with Posh and the rest
yes.
of them?
So,
not a fan.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
Rich.
Wendy.